sir.
You can't come back from that. That's not experiment.
You're deep throat a cucumber.
And I come back to our experiment.
Batty boy.
You can't come back from that, my general.
Oh, ready?
This
are the...
Wait, no.
This are the three people. The broke people.
Hello,
so... What's the entertaining for the broke people, them, so...
They can upgrade their membership.
And go. Ready, set, go. Go.
Action.
Why, man?
Why?
I'm going to reach back again with another little poor self. But they promise me. So, I'm going to remind this one for now. And this one, I like the realness, so...
Wait, did that plug in?
That good. Yeah, see that? See
that plug in?
Oh, sorry. Okay, wait. Let me make sure.
Just check if that plug in. Yeah, man, the plug in. The plug in, man. Right. Yeah, man, the plug in. Just make sure it's plug in. Oh, hey, Wagwan.
Wagwan, guys.
Welcome to HQ Podcast.
We're there again.
We are on Patreon.
Boy.
Not on YouTube.
Boy.
But guess what? We're up on Spotify.
We're
and also, Apple Podcast. And the other one?
Google Podcast. And the other one, they won't remember them name.
But we're there. Any audio?
We're there. Bomba? That's it. A long time when I sync up like that.
A long time when I sync up. We're sync up now.
Yeah, my own.
Yeah, so, guys. Upgrading membership. Elite member. Yes, they make. Guess what? At Tuesday.
I'm not going to miss up on Friday.
Then all I watch Tuesday. Once a week.
Four things.
I'm sure about it. We can watch on Friday too. I don't think I want to have a week with you. Or two times a week. On Friday.
I'm not tired for access for the rest of the story there. On TikTok and Instagram.
On Instagram.
Which mommy can I watch this? What the rest of the story then?
Just upgrade the membership. We have it now. We have it locked.
Yes.
You see how we are talking now? I saw it go on for it. You see me? So upgrade membership, $1 USD per month, $1.50 Canadian, or $150 Jamaican dollar. UK, do the conversion.
Guys, look who made an entrance. Stop screaming her face like that. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, man.
Say hi to Lilo, guys. Lilo, this is my new daughter. Say hi.
And you said me or me run out.
Bob, hey, me that. I would have flung you away as fast as me get it because I wish.
I'll
fling you away. As I wish the man is.
Anyway,
yes, there.
All right, so this is the other episode of me going through my draft.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this one is called "Is It Cheating?" So you are going to determine if it's cheating or not.
All right.
So, let me give one scenario. All right. No, three questions and one scenario. This is a conversation.
Yeah.
So, quote unquote, they said, I did not cheat. I did meet up with the guy.
But yeah, I did not cheat.
He asked me out to dinner and I went and that was it. Then, that's what she said. And then, the guy say, so that's it? She now say, okay, that's not it.
That's good.
He kissed me.
Oh, God.
But that's it. Same ask again.
See, now we can't trust you.
That's it? And she said, don't be dramatic. I did not cheat on you. I said, he just kissed me.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Boy.
Yeah, that's cheating.
That's cheating, right?
That's cheating. First of all, why are you entertaining the dinner?
Why she go out for the dinner?
Knowing
says she like him like her.
Exactly. And not even like we say lunch or brunch right now. So that's serious. So when you can't when you can walk go to KFC and stand up in a line together and get the KFC and then go about the business.
After.
So they get lunch together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you make the decision for meet up
together
intentionally and sit down and have dinner together.
Eat. And guess what? Him kiss you. And you come out about, That's it.
No,
and then,
girl.
And then when he drill you, he say, oh, he kissed me.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Why for that?
Yeah.
Frigger, yeah? Or whatever I put in post.
Ooh! Shots fired! Guys, I'm over here arguing over my post.
First of all, that's a kitten. Underage.
Underage!
What is the post? Say underage post is okay. And a groomy post.
Oh my God, that's wrong.
Anyways, three questions.
Yeah, we've got it.
One, is it cheating if a guy asks you for your social media and you give it to him? No, he's saying like you. No matter how he might ask it. You know saying like
no.
Him. It's not cheating.
Not to me, no.
Miguel?
Is it?
One bad.
Is it cheating? If your girl, or one guy asks your girl for our social media.
You can't ask her.
Why?
Your girl is the runner.
No, she has ignored.
Oh, okay. Oh, so your girl then the girl would just like entertain
you. She has, okay.
Okay, that's right.
And she has social media.
Oh, yeah, and she has social media.
You know, but I'm going to talk about hypothetical. It's a general question. Okay. Anyway.
What do you? Is it cheating?
Of course, it's not cheating.
It's not cheating for me.
You know, say the guy like you.
Yeah, enough people like me. That don't mean nothing.
If you like
more of my followers go up.
Alkaline said, if you never like the guy, why you give me a number?
I know your number. You get. Everybody can. Anybody can get my IG. You can just scroll up and explore this my IG, and you see the IG. No, that's not cheating
true.
To me.
That's true.
The only time you're cheating to me now, him get the IG and him start put lyrics to you in the DMs. That's a cheating. If you answer to the lyrics, that's a cheating.
But why you want your following go?
We have Instagram for.
No, Instagram is. Why you need your Instagram following for go by the guy?
Stop it. You're
not a social media person. You're not doing content creating.
Suppose she's trying to.
Trying to what?
Alright, let's say your girl is. Hypothetically.
Okay.
You have a social media content creator girlfriend. And the guy asks for your IG.
No, that's okay.
That's what you do. That's where I was thinking that.
Yeah, but
you're a social media.
You're a regular person. You don't need to have followers.
Okay.
You already have 1,000 followers. What more you want?
Toxic, Miguel, toxic.
What you say?
You don't need to have Instagram. With a rough voice.
No, I'm more send the reels. Anyways,
I'm more Irish, more share
the podcast.
Oh, wow.
You see me? Anyways, yeah. Another one. Is it cheating if you download a dating app on your phone, but not swiping on anything?
Yes.
That's cheating.
Yes.
I think that's cheating.
Yes. It's not physical cheating, but emotional cheating.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cheating if a guy compliments you and you laugh and blush?
No. You dumb? No? Yeah. Bitch, me look good. Thank you. Say it again.
You have to ask.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You have to ask.
But, if he... Okay. All right. That's it. Another one. The last one. Is it cheating if you like another guy's thirst trap / shirtless picture?
Ooh. All right. But... Technically, no, but you have to be respectful to your man.
Don't like it.
You can't like it in your heart and in your mind, but you need to make everybody know you like it.
You're saying it's fine? It's not fine.
But then again, you see, me, you know, me type of girl. Me, I go like other man picture, but that doesn't mean I want to with them. Just admire the picture. So, me have to be me play fear. So, me not a problem if him like the other girl in picture. I expect him to want to follow a bag of man and I like a bag of man picture. That's wrong. You see me? So, me not really have no problem if him have a bag of woman to follow and I like them picture, but just don't go to them DMs. From you going to them DMs?
Them seeing a female.
So?
As long as
so?
There.
Yeah.
Like I think, you
don't
know,
go to them DMs.
I saw enough man, woman get take away.
Well, I'm just letting my own from the beginning then, if him get take away. But give it to the right owner.
That's why I have to choose a partner wisely.
Yeah, but some of them hide it for a while, so. You just have to live and you learn.
That's true. Anyways.
Okie dokie.
Into the dilemmas.
Yes, guys.
/ am I the assholes.
We are over on TikTok.
/confessions.
/ am I a Yamed.
/ what do I, should I do?
Okay, we're gonna do this one first. Oh, it's so short and simple.
Yeah, can I read it?
Oh. We don't know if that's telling.
Anyways, Anywho. This kind of thing, I'm confused. Because one, you see the name?
Yeah.
You see the picture?
You can't see it now. Oh, okay.
Right, it's the name, it's the picture.
Yeah.
But listen to the story.
All right.
Uh-oh. Give me the page, though.
Oh, I can't read the mask in my face.
All right. So, listen to the dilemma now.
Yeah.
Me and my baby mother.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Right?
What?
Right?
No, Miguel, pause. Look.
Click on the
profile.
It's the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't click on it.
We're not busy if this is real. You see the face? I see the profile.
All right. Give me. Come, I'm ready.
Ah, look how Lila looks. I sit down attentively. You love mix up, girl. All
right. So, me and my baby mother and my father live in one house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right. Three people.
And
take her off the damn screen. Go back to Iraq.
About this damn pussy,
man.
Miguel.
And it's Lilo fault. Don't blame Lilo. It's Miguel. Miguel put her up there.
Miguel.
No.
Miguel, the big brother.
Miguel and Rudy, big brother. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So, me and my baby mother and my father live in one house. And every day she cook, and I left none for my father. And me talk to her about it. And she still keep on to do it. So, one day, she do it again. So, me and my father cook. I'm going to give her none. And she vexed and left next day.
I'm good.
So tell me if I'm wrong for what I'm doing.
No, you're not wrong. She's a hypocrite. You're not wrong.
So it's sure them live together. Why? So she, why is she not?
She mean. She's very mean.
She cook. I don't understand. So you really tell me, say, you cook two plates of rice and what? Cut the...
Bomba specific to you.
And two header mackerel. We'll go sauce panny. For you and your man, and you give the father anything.
Yeah, not at the father house.
And you live in at the father house.
Rude, disrespectful, no, man.
That's kind of a red flag. That's just giving mean.
Don't call her back to the yard. Make sure go.
No, talk. You saying talk to her about it.
The first thing is to communicate.
Teach them good etiquette.
Yeah.
First, you communicate, and then you work, then they kick her out.
Can't just lift them like that again.
Yeah, man, you kick her out. Yes, right. So that's just my thing.
Yes. Anyways, on to the next one. Okay. So me and a few high school friends link after 10 years.
Nah, Jesus, remember that one.
We are reminisce and beat some juice.
Hey, put it for me. Go on.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. So me and a few high school friends link after 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We are reminisce and a beat some juice, and yeah, of course, people get tipsy.
Yeah, man.
One thing led to another, and we spoke about our college experiences.
Yeah.
One schoolmate, let's call him Andy, said college was full of experiments, and he gulped a roommate's cucumber as an experiment.
Batty boy!
Look how much money in the midfield, sir!
You can't come back from that. That's not experiment.
You deep throat a cucumber!
And I come back to our experiment!
Batty boy!
You can't come back from that, my general.
Anyways, as an experiment, he said it was normal. No. You that's not come force that power we.
Don't force that power we.
Go it's
normal.
Go on, mobile with that.
Me got college.
I don't know. He said it was normal, and the experiment doesn't make him gay. He's a bad T-boy. I understand he was drunk, and drunk people talk too, but me would have rather him never said that.
Certain
after me share split with him. Batty man by association to Ratty.
Second out, Batty man. You can't come back from that.
You deep throat a cucumber, dog.
You can't come back from that, Mitchell.
Oh, that even come up.
You know what kind of reasoning they might have?
Yeah, like what?
Imagine.
How we gonna split them there, bud?
Wait. Miguel. You know where I was up on the balcony? Right? Where I was up on the balcony, look up on the city.
Yeah, and I look up in the stars and I chat.
Let's say we smoke.
Yeah.
Right? And we about to split. You. We want to have that college, you know. I'm gonna come to something. We're gonna pass this girl. And you're gonna say, Wagwan.
Better.
Dog. Remember, dog. A little experiment still along. But you don't know.
We are
say. Nah, deep throat. A little
no, brother. No, brother. My God.
You don't respond for a minute. I'm going to head out.
I'm going to leave.
Brother.
I'm sorry for you, sir. The man, the people are going to roast you in the comments. You're no cucumber.
Second hand.
The cucumber probably don't even know where you do to it.
The puss are playing with the card, brother.
Yes, sir? And don't call her puss.
Some color.
Lilo, she has a name. She named Lilo May Brown. Lilo May Brown, she has a big name.
Lilo May.
So, such an old woman name.
So,
May.
So? So?
Lila May. Lila May. Yeah. That sound better. Lila May.
Lilo Mio. You go May.
No, Lila May sound good. But Lila May Brown kind of sound old.
That's fine.
And the Brown?
That's fine. May guys, brown. Fun fact, all of my animals, I give them last name and make a name. Somebody have a dog one named Dragon. Somebody call him Dragon Mangy Brown.
Mangy. And
him never mangy, no. But you know how me take care of my dog, them treat them like royalty. You see me? And then people used to come talk about, oh yeah, treat the dog like... Bitch, you know. Hey.
Sorry.
Yes,
sorry.
Me attack.
Sorry.
You ready?
Continue. Wow. And what did you do?
Go back. I know what's here. I mean, they really come for anyways. Come see Star, yeah. Anyways, guys, as I was saying, you know,
go for that joke.
We are the back over here. Me don't talk. When me don't take this water with me. No, I'm going to sit there. Anyways, guys, you know, as I was thinking, I have a dog that name Dragon Mangy Brown.
Back
in my days, you know. Yeah. What is that? Oh, so we have Dragon Mangy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? Styles Stilinski Brown.
Yeah, really like Styles. I'm really rate Styles.
Yes, Styles was good. What do you have? Milo T Brown.
I never meet that one there.
No, indeed. Yeah, Milo.
Milo T.
Yeah.
In
and then we have Sweetness Cordelia Brown. Yeah, she had the Milo mother. And then we have
Sweetness Milo T.
Yeah. And then we have Pablo Escobar Brown.
Yeah, man, Pablo
Escobar. R.I.P. my boss.
Tell your viewers, where are all those dogs right now?
They are gone to a better place. All dogs go to heaven, guys.
Don't give this to the dog.
No, it's not my fault. Them dead. One of them get licked by a car,
uh-huh.
And the other one, you know, when a mating season and you know the dog them get aggressive, one of the dog bite out one of them crutches, and
so it was a hoe.
Yeah, them dinner them hostage. And in the run, you know, when them still a run down pum pum and them gone for days, run him a run, maga just a near me out and him never come back until it is too late. So me therefore get vet, call vet, make them come for him and them kill him.
I say one run out in the road and dog lick him and care lick him?
Yes, as he get the lick.
Was trying to get away. Sorry. Yeah. But the thing is, guys, I must say, Lisa take good care and dog them. You treat them like Pitney.
Yes, that's why people are trying trouble Dragon at Tabo or Among Grill. I mean, I say, you know what, we're gonna take the name and we're gonna just own it. So that's why I call him Dragon Mangy Brown.
In treating
all of them Among Grill, but they look really pretty. Let me show you.
You know them ghetto girls that we
look good
and look good, but in the stock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Let me show you. Them look nice.
Wait.
What?
Let me say a while ago.
Yes, you're right, sir. Yeah, Pablo, he kind of annoying still. You know, he kind of clingy.
Yeah, Pablo, friendly.
Yeah, I'm friendly, bud.
Friendly, bud.
See Pablo there. Don't say,
Sure, pull the camera.
You can't say that? Wait, not sure about
that. Alright, people are not coming for the point.
Yeah.
Boy, dog.
Mm. Alright, you don't got that.
What next? Oh, Father God. Suppose the people on the swipe left.
No one else not know.
Guys, we should swipe left. Anyways.
I'm sorry. Next story. I didn't put me for you guys to see. No questions asked.
Are you
there? No questions asked. You don't need to know that part of me.
No.
Remember something the
absence.
Remember something the absence. Remember me to under culture. Oh, sorry. Oh, well, I got that one.
No need for capital. That's fine.
I'm an idiot. Anyways, let's play.
Yeah, that one.
What we do?
Yeah, that one.
What
is it?
Where do I get me forget what we do? Oh, we're not starting no story. I don't know.
Wait a minute. That two story we got already.
What that story already?
We said it? 19.
I like it. Yeah, which story we talk about?
Not really much about. We do two already.
Really? Bombata, so that idiot can go on bad? Oh, yeah, true. Oh, we just start with the Batman, well, deep through the cucumber.
Second and Batman.
And him turning friend of Batman by association to Ratchet. Okay. All right, next one.
But guys, whatever you do behind the curtain, it's your business.
Yeah. Oh, this kind of, oh, wow. All right. Oh, wow.
Wait. Yeah. You're the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, watch your feet.
Ready. Okay, don't know if it's here. You should send these, but listen to this.
All right, you can't send it here, so.
Yeah, you can't send it here, so. I'm a 19-year-old sex escort. Escort. Why me can't say that properly?
Sex X like I want it. Shouldn't it again?
No.
19-year-old?
Yeah, 19-year-old sex. Say the word.
Sex escort.
Yeah, me can't say it. It feel weird. I meet this class. Oh, Roger, the out here. Oh, I meet this class. Me never know say them. Well, we never know say you have that out here like that.
Yeah, girl.
Really?
Mommy, have the number.
Really?
Yeah, true. Why make a life on the podcast? Wow. I don't tell life on the podcast.
Okay. I meet this client while working at the Pegasus Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We work together
mm-hmm.
every 2 times per week. Okay. Long story short, I mm-hmm. start having feelings for this boy. He's 24 years old. And I found out he was a soldier.
Mm. Oh, okay. So you guys know. You meet one. We have find an escort at Pegasus, however she found the next man.
Okay. I was shocked because my mother said them type of mania, they give on hard your F. So I was a little worried.
Mother's own experience.
On a specific day, we worked together and he told me I was no... Oh, I probably shouldn't mean for right now. He told me I was now owned by him. Yeah, man, that would have turned me off completely.
By the escort or by the
soldier? By the soldier. So the soldier said, she belonged to him.
Okay.
No, I was going to continue by saying that this man is married and wanted me to move into his house with him and his wife under the thought that I was his little cousin spending some time. What a wicked piece of germsy shit.
What a smart young man.
As I am, wow. You know some really love when I'm self-aware like that. As I am, I agreed with this and decided to tag along with it. Wow, mm-hmm. You know, that's one like a fun experiment.
Mm-hmm.
We carried on for around a month without the wife having suspicions about us because
mm-hmm.
she's hardly at home. Okay. One day she asks, when am I leaving and why haven't other relatives contacted them about me, about my well-being mm-hmm. and whereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
So he left us alone one day and the previous night I heard them having sex
mm.
and I felt deeply hurt. So seeing the opportunity that me and her was alone
mm-hmm.
was a blessing.
So she heard them have sex one night,
yeah.
And now she and the woman in the house alone now.
Yeah,
so she's the opportunity.
You're going to tell me, say you're going to take the soldier away? And then you're going to?
Let's see.
I started a little chat with her and mm-hmm. kind of dropped some small notes about what I heard.
She not a sense.
And showed the disgust I felt about it. Okay, that.
Bad disgust. Okay. The people always, they're joking and you're talking about disgust.
She started asking, why does it seem I'm bothered by this. Exactly. I told her no, but the fact that you effing my man is crazy. She started laughing as if I was okay.
Yeah, because me attack, but she and the woman attack about her man. And she attack about your man.
So she laugh and say, you alright? You sure?
Yeah, me say, you alright?
You sure or not? You kind of confused on your man that. You know that. And your cousin?
Mm.
Okay. So I decided to start giving vivid discrimination about their sexual life,
mm-hmm.
which she looked shocked. Also showed pic and video of me and Ozzy having marvelous times. So she said she and Ozzy time better than what she and.
Mm-hmm. Cause she old foot.
Old foot. Okay.
Young girl.
But it can't be that old. Cause the man at 24. So me, I guess same wife around them Asia are younger like she.
Yeah, but she are 19.
Oh, okay. It was his house though. She left without even trying to fight with the wedding ring in my hand, telling me I was sick and all type of shit before she left. He came home angry as if she told him what my demon ass has done. Mm-hmm. He beat me really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're the sick part after this. I liked it and we effed after. Only to see his wife come in the house. And inside the bedroom, we were both frightened for a sec, but she called him out the room. Fire started burning inside me, only for him to come back into the room, wanting to continue having sex. I was very uneasy about it, very much bothered. I saw her come into the room undressed, and she looked damn good, but I was weirded out, and my mind was all over the place on what was taking place, only for him to say she's cool and wanted to join. It felt weird and I said no, I didn't want to continue and I kindly got an in-drive and left. Was I a bad person? Yeah? Yeah, a bad person from the job.
From the first part.
Yeah, I'm in a business if you want sex, escort. But you didn't say you want your man already, so you know you're the wrong.
So did you mean alone?
No, but...
And the fuck say...
No, me say, you know, make sense. Me even get like aggressively angry with her kind of message. Don't act nice to show
you. Okay.
I mean, I'm going to judge you just because you are a sex escort.
Yeah, but do what you have to
do. Me neither say that. Him say that. But, yeah, you're the asshole because you're going to mash up the people's relationship.
No. Well, you mash up because mama take off her clothes already if you join two of them.
Luckily, that was the outcome for them. The but man, for instant, though, the mash up because she did take her herself and gone. She probably so got things.
I think that was the guy's plan for the get-go. Him did plan for have to keep it toward him.
But the fact say him beat you really bad.
And you like
and
it.
And then you go have sex with him after.
And you did like it.
Okay.
Let me tell you, that's why he do what he do. Because he knows he can do certain things with her.
Okay.
And he said him own her, you know. And he take her and carry him in the house, you know. So yo, if I'm staying with me, I'm a wife. I'm a cousin.
I wonder which man could ever talk to me, son. That work. Like, oh, that work found. Like, the common sense just drop out on the ears.
So me always I think
work.
Me I think I may say certain things. Oh, you make certain people for convince you for do certain things. Like, and do certain things with you.
Yeah.
Like, first of all,
you know, self-respect.
Abuse.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have a woman and he bring you in a house with him woman.
Yeah.
How you think that will end?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think how it will end.
You don't think I'd...
And then
when can't play chess.
And then now, after all of that, she bright enough. Me get to play the puss. Sorry. Lilo no?
Leave her alone. No?
Anyways. And then now you have the audacity. If you tell the woman, in you know, the woman husband or say oh.
When
your man.
Yeah, and the sex on the knee have sound disgusting.
And you show her images.
And you and the woman man.
The woman man.
Because I know your man now, fear
and
man.
Then, when the man. And then the woman left. The man come. Boss yes, and then no, you like it. Have sex with the man, and then the woman come home and see you and the man together.
You so
wait,
know what?
Wait. You don't feel like that was the time for you left. You sit down and wait until the man come back in. If you continue to have sex, you have to have a fire burning on you.
Mm-hmm.
You should have left long time. Mm-hmm. Then no, you wait until the woman come. If you feel like she continue, she start continuing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like when the man leave and come back in at the house, feel like then that continue go and do it. Then the wife out there.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. I agree with
and
you.
Then the wife come in.
Mm-hmm.
But me think the wife I get beat too.
Yeah.
The wife I get. So the wife have a
little feel like thing. I feel like them just get up and just, I'm going to beat this one. And yeah. The one yellow.
The wife have a little yam thing about her.
Him like the yamage.
He like the yamage there.
You realize what the soldier them like?
The yamage them.
The yamage them. And I was just saying story.
The yamage
them. Them.
Because the thing is, you know, priest say, the soldier them, know how to take control, give command, all them, something there. So, them want to portray.
What?
You know, like the abusive, people get abused, then go to school, get bully people, and that. Because they superior and them, so bully them, so they have to bully other
people. Why you don't want somebody to dictate in life? Why you don't want go through life with somebody? Why you want somebody to say, do this, do that, no, yes. Why you want somebody to dominate like that? That's crazy.
But you know, still, all right, you see, Me know a couple soldiers close, in my family sector, right? And to be honest, them act like how them soldiers are. But then again, me no know them out, outside of it.
When I always say the good of yourself of anybody, no, I'm yes, so sorry.
Me no know what them I do, but them seem like a cool persons to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear them partner.
All right, don't get me wrong. I believe there are some good soldiers out there, but sadly, I will never know any of them. Because once I hear the word soldier, me done automatically write you off. Our police write you off completely.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
I'm going to start a tree. Okay. So what next? Oh, this is a free one, though.
Want to upgrade the membership yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, more some water.
Alright. So, yeah, man, I was off things. Okay.
Rotted.
Sorry. So, this one is called Traffic Logics. Traffic Logics. You know, Mary.
Actual traffic?
Like, Jamaica traffic. Okay. Logics. Alright, pre this now. That's what I want to talk about for a long time.
Yeah, not like traffic, you know, guys.
Not necessarily that, but I don't like. When you already say it already, so I like when people.
Drive slow.
Drive the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even a while ago, we are forward a while ago. Mm-hmm. We are driving. The Parkley Park at 50, you know. The people might drive 40 and 50. Me I tell Miguel say, he say 50. However, there's a reason why they give a 10 limit,
mm-hmm.
10 kilometer over. Mm-hmm. So the minimum is supposed to drive at 50.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yep. No, the minimum is supposed to drive at 50.
You're not supposed to go over
50. No, they must say, yo, drive 50.
Under, that's
he never say speed limit. He just say 50 kilometer.
Anyways,
whenever you want to answer. Anyways, so you know traffic answer, right? You
no,
know
what's that?
Anyways, so me a pre right. Me finally figure out what caused traffic.
Wow, tell me.
I did the math.
Yes.
So after years and years of scientific calculation, mm-hmm. studying and so
yeah,
driving in Kingston,
yeah,
all hours of the day,
yeah,
I finally figured out.
Tell me.
At first, you know, scientists are trying to hear. At first, me I say, how come traffic are gone? Me say, you know, me blame the people that go to work.
Yeah.
Turn on here. We don't need for work.
We don't need employment.
We don't need employment. We don't need the money. We don't need for work. Turn on here.
We just need HQ podcast and the $150.
That's all we need. You see me? Then no, me I say, okay. And then the people that go to work.
Oh, wow.
Then no, the next people come to mind and me say, ah, you know, so during summer, traffic free. Summer, Christmas free. Free flow. Mm-hmm. I even Easter, we going over there, free flow. So me I say, you know, say, are they picking them?
Oh, yes. Yes,
no, it's not the picking them.
What?
Because picking no drive gas.
No, but the parents them care the
picking. Wait, let me talk. And are they picking them?
Mm-hmm.
So me I say, shit, picking no drive gas.
Mm-hmm.
Then no, me say, you know what? Teacher. Me say, how much teacher in the world? Pick teacher my complaint, so then I'll get no money. And so all them have care. So I didn't take taxi. And them are cause the traffic.
So who?
So then, no, me say, you know what?
Come back.
I mean, the maths
yeah.
And realize, parents, get rid of all of the parents them. And the parents them, go so boom, drop off a pit them, and when leave school, and I go back on the work. And who not cause the problem?
The man say, get rid of all of the parents.
I believe if we get rid of all of the parents them, just have a pit them at the school, teach them at school, we would have less traffic.
Jesus Christ.
And the parents are caught all the traffic.
Yeah, ever watch Jimmy Neutron, the movie?
Yeah.
When all of the parents them disappear,
yeah.
And the parents them they run loose for a week, and then after a week them start.
No, the teacher and the police we control the them.
Oh,
you see me? What did they there for? Serve and protect.
Oh wow.
And teach.
Wow.
You see me?
Wow.
So the parents them, guys, let's sign a petition. Get rid of all of the parents them. Them are calling traffic on the road. Me left out for God work.
They're trying to bring nobody. Here.
Hmm?
As soon as the baby body disappear. I can't. Yeah, don't have no hopes and dreams. I have no family.
So
by that logic,
when the parents them up on the road,
yeah,
right, it take me half hour to 45 minutes to reach work.
Uh-huh.
So when they are there, 10 minutes. 10 minutes me reach work. So get ready, parents them, guys. Come on, no, get ready, parents.
Well, I got this. So me have to deal with it. And then type of reason you me have to listen to. Almost every day,
you know? Yo, for all me.
Except for Sunday. Yourself?
No, after last week, I'll have that
again. We never did update them on the prank when you do our work.
Oh, guys.
It was wonderful.
So, we prank the whole office.
Yeah. Carlos, I, and our boss.
Me, Lisa, and our boss.
Yeah. You have to repeat, though. Because I never hear the first time.
So, it was an April Fool's prank when they say, oh, me, they have planned this for
last year.
For last year, to the year before. And before they get the courage.
You hungry?
See how I fooled me, girl?
Oh, she hungry?
The Who's hungry? Emma, the bite of
food. Food in there, so I'll go in the fridge. I just see the cat food and put it in a plate for me, same. Please.
Yeah, play with the post. I must go and feed the post. So, that would own a man.
Oh, boy.
Anyways. Yeah. So, prank. So, boom, no dog. Sorry.
One blue bag. Yeah.
So, boom, no. The prank. Oh, sorry. You can't talk about it.
All right. So, after Carlos had this wonderful idea to prank the office. Is it me? Oh, him tell me say, yo, here what? Normally, on Mondays, we have company meeting. So everybody in the company.
Staff meeting.
Staff meeting.
Via Zoom.
Via Zoom.
In the office. That's weird.
In the office. Hello, hello, we're in the office now. We can't just point and say, yo, you do this?
You do that?
Right, but no, we do it over Zoom.
Yeah.
So we do that. So we had the plan, say, yo, me and Carlos are going to walk off of the job.
Yeah.
You see me? Bain. Me and Carlos. Do the same type of job.
We have a key role.
We have a very important role in the company. If we leave the job suddenly, the company productivity are going to go
down.
Yeah. And just bloop. Is it me?
Not to toot our horns, but toot toot.
Toot toot. Anyways, so we agree. We link up with the boss and say, oh, Roops, because the boss is drunker like we know. So we say, Roops, who want to do this to the, who want to prank the office with this? But you know, who are you panic? We tell the other boss, but the other boss, you know, the other boss also has vibes as the one who will tell about.
Oh, and sadly he wasn't there on the day.
Yeah, so. He never did get for the day on the day. So now we plan, we set the date. So now we have to get the office all tense and everything. So 2 weeks before it happened, you know, before the date.
Wait, tell them the quote where the boss said to me.
The boss said, when me do something, I do it 100%. So now if we commit to this, and we were like, oh shit.
We never did really.
We never really meet for start so early, like 2 weeks early. We did plan to like start like a week before. But brother, it did kind of start get annoying to owe him like take it serious, but me get it.
But the thing is, when he might get it serious, we guys start get annoyed, but then the annoyance build
it
up.
Yeah, it built up. It's like when I get real annoyance, but we remember say, are we cause the annoyance for him? See me?
Yeah.
So we did it every minute we come in the office. So Lisa, Carlos, yo, you know, do this, you know, do that. And we will remember that we'll say, yo, brother, yo, you don't do it yourself. Or,
yeah, man, stop by that way. We say,
we're going to do it. Stop chat to me. You want to do it?
Bear in mind, other employers, they mean
that. Yeah, we do it when other people do it. So we'll make them feel awkward. See me? So now, just imagine we'll do that.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, for two weeks every other day. And then there are two other people in the office were kind of important. Not kind of. They're important. The managerial people. So we start complaining to them every now and then. We say, Roops. We go to Miguel, one of them. Say, oh, Miguel, yo, I'm to such man. I'm to such man. Why, yo, you know, I talk to him. See me? And like, the other one now would start we attack she now we say oh you know
see wagwan.
I feel targeted. You see me?
And say we can't do this in every meeting, but do this and that.
Yeah man, the two of them start stress out. So say yo, the day come now, Father God, Carlos almost messed it up. You almost missed the opportunity. Stop telling lies. So the boss say we're gonna have this queue. At the end of the meeting, we always say, any other business, that is the cue for Carlos come in and start get miserable. Because the only things are me, them with the target, can be aggressive. But during the practice run, I realized, me, I got to start laugh.
Yeah, because Lisa wasn't serious about it.
Me never serious.
When I do it, Lisa was a laugh.
Even though me a laugh. So we say, all right, we need to target Carlos, and then me jump on as backative for Carlos. So him jump, him attack Carlos in any other business. And me say, yo, I'm depend.
Bear in mind, guys.
Answer.
I was like this, guys. Me have Zoom on my phone. I was like this. Me heart a go so.
Yeah, me go so. I'm depend.
Because I'm not a disrespectful person.
Me say, yo, start.
But then the boss go say, Carlos, Lisa, guy, me keep on telling
you. Yeah.
It's a money. I'm say, yo, yeah, what? Me feel like say, yo, we keep our target with too much, you know?
Yeah, man.
You see me? Everybody in the office.
Yeah, you call fool with name alone, like you have strength for nobody else. You're
just me alone.
And you're a coward.
Yeah, man,
and then him talk about, I think we should have a meeting. I would say, most definitely.
You say, yeah, man, we link you.
Yeah, most definitely we're going to have a meeting. So now we're going to the office now.
Wait. Before, when you are in the meeting, you say, Carlos, this is our office now.
Office now. We say, yeah, man.
We are going there now.
We're not afraid of nobody. So we're going there serious, make everybody to face vex.
So we say, what's going on?
Yeah, man. So we're going there, you know. fool looking drunk, boss, could he even make eye contact with you? Oh, him in there, did you laugh?
And he turned so him, back,
turned
to
him back to it. And then I did you laugh and I said, well, guys, you know, say, I don't like the performance.
I'm sorry, where performance? Where are we alone here? Yeah. Load,
we're getting loaded up in there now. I said, yeah, yo, brother, me leave this in. I think we need a work here. And you know, me, mom, leave that.
Yeah, but me remember what you
said. Oh, yeah. You think we need a work here? So now the HR, here, what, one? Oops, HR, come in at the office.
Come in, then, Miguel.
But you see, moms, no, moms are one of our favorite people in the office. And we can't really keep secret from her like that. So in the entire 2 weeks, we don't do it for, we don't abide her completely.
Yeah, because we can't do it.
You know? Anyway, she asked her, we're going to get soft and tell her. So she got me now, but Mama blocked the door. We said, Lord God, we need to come out of this rush, you know, or shall we get dance out of way? So we say, alright, boops.
We are left.
We are left. We say, yo, me a go on my yard, I'm not come back here.
So come listen, we are left.
Yeah, no, guys, I think you guys should talk it out.
And I block the door.
Yeah, and I block the door. I would say, yo, move, take her out of the way. I would slam the door, you know, but before none of that, when we go into the office, you know, everybody outside, they are sitting, you know. Mm. By the time we reach the office,
we say everybody
goes to the, you know, when they get kitchen, you open, sit down fast.
Yeah.
And that, so we get up, we start go with next, and we start gather everything. Is it me? We are cussing out, and we are slow to you. So we are leave though, and just as ready for leave, Carlos. Turn back.
Wait, though. We feel like say they never really believe it.
Yeah, until they do that.
So me turn back.
And swing it in. I say, boom, back.
I go over one place.
Go swing like here until bassman tell we say, yo, it go. So while we over there, no. Let me know if he stands up, no shit. Some of our co-worker, they call, text me and say, guys, when we really do this, we're going to talk to the boss. We're
going
to talk to the boss on behalf of you guys, man. They don't understand where you're coming from.
And HR, call my phone. Me not answer.
I can't call the phone. You see me? So I look at that, they're really laughing, and then they call my phone. And then I say, boy, I'm going to answer. No. So I answer it, and she said, so you sure you don't want it today to just cool off and think about it?
I said, no, I'm not coming back.
I'm sending the resignation letters. I'm reach home here. Okay. And then she hang up. And then,
Boss text me.
They will link up with him outside because we never want buzzing by ourselves because I'm eared.
Oh, if I buzz before going.
Yeah, and the man knows how we are, the suspects are we. So we make him go outside and we link up with him outside and then all of us go back inside and we say, hey, bro, fools! And they will find out who are snake and who lie.
Yeah, because we hear them chat, we both say, oh, Carlos, them did disrespectful to you.
If you watch this, just know some me a prayer, you know.
Yeah, man.
Even though I laugh and smile with you. No, I'm not laugh and smile with you. I'm not feel glad. Me a prayer.
I pray too.
Right. First, and not even 1 hour good enough. And you said just jump up and talk. But yeah, man, I agree. But them did too disrespectful. Disrespect your girl.
Disrespect your wife.
Ooh. Bomba bad. Yes, you not hide.
Yeah, man, me not hide.
Not hide.
Anyways, guys, thank you.
I try to wrap this up. We don't get too much for that free episode. Yeah,
yeah, man, when I reach this far. Yeah. Imagine the next one. Anyways, thank you guys for watching.
Yeah.
Be sure to like, comment, and share, and upgrade the membership.
Yeah.
You see me, cause guess what? There's more to come.
Yes.
Soon.
So, at the end of the day.
Our night come. We are elite
members. Only. With the crown and the shirt. Elite only. Sorry.
But you don't know.
Show them a titty. Whee!